visiting with Pleasantville head basketball coach Taylor Phipps to preview their 2024-2025 season. Coach, you know, let's just start off a little bit talking about kind of last season and how that went. You know, you guys had kind of an exciting run there in the postseason and were awfully close to making the state tournament. Just walk me through kind of a little bit how you felt last season went.
Yeah, I thought the kids did an outstanding job of just committing to getting better every single week. And obviously, you know, basketball is a long season, but really each week leading up to Christmas and then after Christmas break, you know, really just put a lot of time and energy in and focused on getting better. And, you know, it really showed, you know, at the end of the season as, you know, we were playing our best basketball and give ourselves a, you know, a chance to keep playing further into the season.
You know, heading into this season a little bit, you know, you are, you know, you lost kind of three guys last year that were, you know, experienced seniors in Dayson Learhoff and Trent Jolly and Ryder Thill. You know, and Dayson being one that gave you guys a lot of production in terms of rebounding, point scoring, you scored 1,000 points. Do you feel comfortable with kind of where you're at being able to supplement some of their production heading into this season?
Yeah, I think that obviously those three were, you know, a huge part of everything we did the last 2 years. But, you know, there's some other guys ready to step in. And, you know, I'd been working hard throughout practice every day last season and then, you know, in this off season leading up to kind of this season. So, you know, really excited for them to step into some bigger roles and, you know, some kind of some new faces there. But, you know, we still got a couple other guys that have a lot of experience playing and just really excited to watch, you know, watch them continue to grow and come together as a team and see where we can go.
Can you kind of highlight a little bit, you know, some of the key returners you have this year? You know, obviously Braylon Bingham was a huge part of your team last year in his freshman season, now going to be in his sophomore year. Can you kind of talk about, you know, with Braylon and some other guys you have coming back?
Yeah, obviously Braylon being just outstanding in, you know, four different sports and coming off a fantastic football season and just growing in his leadership and growing in his you know, just competitiveness and obviously that'll be a big part of what we do and he'll be an important part of that. But Lucas Klotwijk started every game for us last year and brings a lot of experience and is ready to kind of expand his role a little bit. And then, you know, a couple other seniors, Braylon Lindsay and Jaden Boone, you know, played quite a few minutes last year and will be ready to step in and, you know, continue to grow and, you know, we're excited for a few other guys that, you know, we'll kind of see how the roles pan out throughout the year. But you know, really excited for the team to continue to grow and see what we can become.
You know, do you feel like you've been able to, you know, losing a guy like Dayson Learhoff, who was a good post player for you, you know, do you feel like you will still have some production on the interior that you have, you know, big enough guys to be able to get rebounds, but also be able to, you know, be successful around the perimeter as well?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that, you know, it's just an overall mindset of, you know, competing and just a toughness and, you know, the will to do what's necessary to win. And that's what good teams do. And so, you know, we're focusing on that, focusing on the process of trying to get better every day and get better at all the little details that, you know, add up to big things in the end. And obviously we'll have a different look to our team without, you know, Dayson and Ryder and Trent, but, you know, I definitely am excited and see a lot of potential for this team.
You know, last year you guys finished 500 in the conference and, you know, there's several good teams in the West Central Conference. You know, what would you say as coach, you know, that if there's one area you guys could target in on the most that you would like to improve upon this season to, you know, maybe even move higher up in the conference standings?
Yeah, I think that, you know, for us and the, just kind of the look of our team, we're going to need to increase our pace of play a little bit and play a little more up tempo. And so, you know, it's just a challenge to the guys to keep, you know, pushing themselves and to keep, you know, keeping great shape for the season. And, you know, if you want to play, you know, a little faster pace, then you're going to have to make sure that you're, you know, paying attention to the details and transition, you know, offensively and defensively. And so, you know, that's an area that we're putting a lot of time in, right now in practices. And so, I think, that'll be a key for us as we, kind of get this year started and, see if we can knock some shots down and, create some turnovers and, play in more of a up-tempo style.
Do you see much of an adjustment period? This has been the first week of practice for you guys, at Pleasantville, a lot of your guys, and it's like that in any sport, but a lot of them play many different sports. Is there a little bit of an adjustment period to kind of get connected to that full on basketball mode, or do you feel like the, transition's pretty seamless into basketball season?
Yeah, I mean, I think with any sport, especially at, at a school where you're sharing, multiple athletes with different sports, there's undoubtedly a little period to start the year where you're kind of knocking some of the rust off and getting used to kind of a new team and a new, season, a new practice rhythm, and so, yeah. But I think the kids are, I've been really pleased with our first week of practice so far, and kids are working extremely hard and doing everything we ask them to do and bringing great energy and competitiveness to practice. And so I'm really excited about the few steps that we've taken already.
Well, Coach, kind of before we close up our interview, our first interview of the season, what Pleasantville, the community, and they do such a great job of supporting these kids. What's the best way that the community and fans can continue supporting your Pleasantville basketball program?
Yeah, I mean, just get out and support at games as much as you can, and any encouragement and support from friends and family to the players is always uplifting and always kind of spurs us on to keep getting better and keep representing the Trojans proudly out on the floor every night.
Well, Coach, I appreciate your time and visiting with you. And best of luck as you guys head into your first part of the season.
Thank you. Appreciate it.